5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. It's the FOTB pod, baby. We got a little action going here, a little cartel action. We're going down south, son, Mexico. Sigule, this ain't no joke. See what kind of trouble these cats are up to down by the border. Maybe making a little meth. Some serious business. Let's see what these cats are up to. It's very important. Got to stay on top of this stuff for the good of the community. Can't have these people infiltrating our neighborhood, son.
Somos los cocineros de metafetamina número uno aquí de Michoacán. ¿Qué somos mejores? Pues te vuelvo a repetir, sacamos cantidad, mayoreo y calidad.
They said that they're the best meth cooks. They got the most meth, and they just keep cooking more and more meth every single day. And they don't care what you think. Simple. You're all living the high life up here in the United States. Everybody's got everything. They look at it this way. They have nothing. So they're like, okay, you have everything, we have nothing, so what we're going to do is we're going to cook meth, and we're going to send it up to you, and then you're all going to junk out, and then you're all going to get sick and die, or end up in hospitals and jails, and we don't care because we're going to make all kinds of money, and as long as God allows us to keep cooking meth, we're going to keep doing it.
Estaba un par de americanos, era papá y gastro.
He said that the Americans are the ones that taught him how to do it. Some father and son came down and said, here's how you cook this action. They taught him chemistry lessons, and they picked up on it real nice, son.
El lugar donde más drogas se ven, que es Estados Unidos. Todo Estados Unidos.
Said, what can I say? Everybody in the U.S. wants it.
Toda droga que se va.
He said, we know the harm it does.
Pero te vuelvo a decir, somos de bajo recurso.
We come from poverty.
Porque si estuviéramos bien, anduviéramos como ustedes, viajando por todo el mundo, países o XA, haciendo trabajos limpios.
We wouldn't be doing this if we didn't have to.
Y si nos vamos a poner a ver qué, a ver, para que el corazoncito se nos doble, pues vamos a atar de perro.
If we listened to our hearts, we'd be screwed over. We need the money. These people are evil. I love this action.
Pues nomás la voy a hacer hasta que Dios quiera.
They think God's on their side.
Dios quiera, hasta ahí vamos a dejar de hacer drogas.
As long as God allows it, we'll keep making drugs.
Porque esto no se va a acabar, o sí. ¿A qué no, vatos?
Make mas, son. Gonna make some mas.
Apenas va a empezar lo bueno.
Stirring it up. Pouring it up. Making batches by the ton. Oh, there's that ice.
There's an imaginary line out there between right and wrong, good and evil. I believe what I am doing is good. And I believe what I'm standing up against is evil.
These are the Border Patrol agents.
It's the cartels. They're the ones terrorizing their own country, and now they're starting to do it over here.
Gunshots on the U.S. border with Mexico.
With a porous border, cartel violence is spreading.
Warning visitors to beware of heavily armed drug smugglers and human traffickers.
Ranchers finding drug stashes on their property, calling the Border Patrol, sometimes getting help, sometimes not.
This area has been ceded to the cartels. It's no longer really the United States. They own it.
The situation is getting so bad that Border Patrol agents are completely overwhelmed.
Concerned citizens are arming themselves, trekking into dangerous cartel territory.
We're out here alone. The situation becomes more violent every day, and it concerns us not just for our safety, but for the future of this nation.
It gets really good at nighttime. These dudes start going in that glow-in-the-dark action. They go undercover.
This goes right around the needle corner. And there's a staging area about a mile away. If they come through, they're going to have to walk right by us. Stick hard if they go left. Stay close to the brush. If anything happens, they will have no problem fighting it out. We're so close to the border right now. They have more guns. They have more people. It's kind of like a David and Goliath story out here. We're David and they're Goliath.
How'd you like that job?
That's where the dirtbags are sitting up top. Right up there. That's where we're gonna go. Roger that.
Let me call some dirtbags.
Go.
The cartel scouts keep getting away. Damn it. They have a beautiful setup here. They just have to sit right here. They can see the road for miles and miles and miles.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. And then the sun rises.
We're vigilantes upholding the law where there is no law. But the phrase vigilante, it's been given a bad name by the media.
And Charles Bronson also gave it a bad name.
Say the bandits was riding into your town, the townspeople would all get together and, you know, defend their town. Now, when people hear that phrase, they think of vigilante as somebody got white sheets over their head and they're going to hang people from trees. It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's some BS.
I consider it to be the Wild Wild West. There is nothing down here. There's no law. I'm supposed to be able to pick up my telephone and go 911, come help us. But it's an hour and a half out of Tucson. What the hell am I going to do sitting around for an hour and a half if I'm being attacked by the cartels? People scream out, you know, oh, you're racist. Oh, you're vigilante and la la la. Bring your asses down here. I'll take you out on a nickel tour in the middle of the frickin' night. And you tell me that it's safe and secure. Those are out over there, the cartels. They don't care about anybody.
This is too good. Yeah! We're 1,000 miles from the Arizona border in Michoacán, Mexico. They're showing a bunch of kids. They got a whole crew over here. They got the family, the kids, the boys, the girls, the daughters, the sons. They got it all going on over here. They might be having a little bit of a funeral or something right here. I think they're burying a body. They got a little cartel funeral going on here. Like I give a rat's ass about your cartel funeral, son. This ain't no joke. I mean, they are just simply burying tons of bodies here.
Eran 15 personas en total. 13 cuerpos de una sola familia y dos que llegaron a trabajar a la limonera.
Todas las víctimas cortar limón a irse a la...
Said all the people that died, there was 15 people that died, they were lime field workers. And they had to pay the boss that was in charge of all the people, couldn't pay the cartel the money he owed them, so they took their revenge by killing all of the guy's workers.
Que eran inocentes.
They had nothing to do with it, innocent people. Teenagers, kids, little children, babies, they slaughtered all of them. They grabbed babies and smashed them against rock. They threw them in a well. I mean, that cartel means business, kid. They want the government to catch the people that did it. Good luck with that. Of course they're not going to catch them because the government's afraid of the cartel, too. You ain't going to get no justice. As they shovel the dirt on the dead, the cartels continue to make their drugs. And the people suffer under the rule of the cartel. Practicing to get ready for confrontations. Can't get nervous, shaky hands. You never know when they're coming. You gotta fight the cartel on your own.
Tenemos muchas tragedias por culpa de los criminales.
Lots of tragedy.
Un vecino de enfrente en la casa. Las cabezas de mis vecinos de enfrente. Los templarios les mocharon las cabezas.
They had neighbors that were beheaded by the cartel.
Seguimos nosotros. ¿Qué harías tú? ¿Esperar que vinieran por ti o comprar una cosa de esas y defenderte?
He's like, you gotta buy a machine gun, protect yourself, or it'll chop your head off. What would you do? My boy's got it all figured out.
El gobierno no proporciona las garantías de seguridad que el pueblo necesita.
The government doesn't protect them.
Podemos armar en legítima defensa de nuestras vidas, de nuestra familia, de nuestra propiedad.
So they protect their property and their families with their own little armies.
Los vivientes ya nos hicieron algo a nuestras familias.
They attack us, they kill us, they kidnap us, they rape us. We fight back. It's a battle.
Entonces llegó el momento en que nosotros decidimos nuestra forma de morir, no morir amarrado.
How are we gonna die? Do we want to die tied up like animals or dismembered?
Más de 12 años. Decidimos que la mejor forma de morir para nosotros era luchando.
They want to die fighting is the way they want to die.
Empezamos el 24 de febrero.
Said the war started in 2013.
Descendientes de los fundadores de este pueblo. Y empezamos a platicar, buscar una solución.
Hooked up with the town leaders and decided to start working with their own people to fight back. Organize the rebellion.
Al principio, con mucho miedo, con mucha desconfianza, porque no teníamos a nadie con nosotros de nuestro lado, solamente al pueblo. Desde el primer día ya teníamos ubicadas las casas donde vivían, en donde se escondían.
They taught everybody in the town to learn how to shoot the machine guns and to fight, and they went looking for the cartel people in the towns where they hid out.
Todo lo que es nuestro municipio, en todas nuestras fronteras. Todo mundo andaba encapuchado porque no queríamos que nadie supiera quiénes eran.
They all wore masks.
Pero en cuanto bajé de mi camioneta, todo el mundo me gritó. Hey, qué bueno que te incorporaste. Vente, bienvenido. Vamos a echarle.
All the people loved that there were people fighting against the cartel.
Ay, pues no le hace que lo sepa todo el mundo. Pues así fue como se hizo el liderazgo mío, ¿no? No tanto por lo valiente que sea.
So my boy goes into villages and tells them that they're going to fight these people. Call it the auto defenses.
Darles el apoyo que algunas de las familias nos han estado pidiendo por las cosas que han estado pasando. Ustedes están en la puerta del infierno.
You're at the gates of hell.
Porque ya nos pegaron en lo que más nos duele. Por eso andamos acá.
That's why we're here.
Los que quieran ahorita levanten las manos y ahorita mismo les van a entregar las camisetas blancas.
If you want to volunteer, raise your hand. You want to fight.
Entréguenle las camisetas. Y es un honor para mí haber estado con ustedes y me quito el sombrero ante ustedes. Muchas gracias.
I tip my hat to you if you want to fight with us against these punk ass bitches.
Allá querían más camisetas. Pónganles a todos los que quieran. Y ármense. Únanse.
Arm yourselves. Unite. Fight back. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Get your weapons ready.
Hemos tomado ya seis pueblos.
Estamos apoyando hasta 3-4 días mientras la gente solos se arman y empiezan a defenderse.
And everybody to start defending themselves. No government help. The government is working with the criminal. Come out, Templar.
Chacos, las entradas del pueblo.
Templar, piece of shit. Shut up, mother Fereller. Shut your face. Start busting all the cartel Templars. Oh, look, here comes the army. Where the hell they been? All the people in the towns are like, get out, where the hell have you been? You suck.
No tenemos ningún problema, muchachos. No me moleste la gente, por favor.
Yo creo que la gente aquí, pues no, la verdad no los está solicitando. Yo no veo gente aquí.
They don't want the people to have weapons and to do whatever they want on their own. So now the army's telling all these vigilante soldiers, all these dudes trying to run it themselves with guns and going town to town trying to catch the cartel Templars. The army's come in and said, you're not allowed to do this. We're in charge here, Chuck in charge, and we're going to disarm all of your asses.
Las armas que se van a dar, donde sea. No. ¿Cuál me va a llevar? A mí no me va a llevar. No me va a llevar, eso se les puede asegurar. A mí me va a dar madre. No me va a llevar.
People are sick of organized crime. They took their weapons. Give us back our weapons. You guys are dogs. We carry the pain.
Vayan a ayudar los que puedan.
The townspeople are saying, get out, get out. They're throwing rocks at the army.
Okay, entonces entreguenme arma por arma ahorita. Okay, entreguenla.
Finally, the army gives back their guns, and the army leaves. You're in the mouth of the wolf now. Brace yourself. The army leaves. The townspeople united. They love one another.
Buenas tardes a todos. Es bien importante que ustedes constituyan su propio consejo ciudadano.
You have to have your own citizen council.
Para el consejo, queremos decirles nada de saquear casas porque fulanito me cae gordo. Háganlo bien porque no queremos que se ensucie nuestro movimiento. ¿Sí? Muchas gracias. Un aplauso.
We want our movement to be done right. Don't just go after people because you don't like them. Go after people because they're with the cartel. Defend yourselves. Rise up.
So the Southern Poverty Law Center has just labeled us an extremist hate group. But we're just regular people who are standing up and saying, enough's enough. We're sick and freaking tired. Something needs to be done.
Take on these dirty cartel.
Everybody has a purpose. All roads lead to one spot, and this is where I am now. I left home when I was 15. I was tired of the physical and mental, emotional, whatever you want to call it, abuse by my father. So I tried to drown out feelings and everything out with alcohol and drugs. I tried meth for a year or so. Couldn't even control myself. And one day I stopped at a bar and had a few too many. And I was passing the semi, and somebody was coming head on, and I got in front of the semi and started sliding sideways, and I remember looking up at him, and he just threw his hands up and said, can't do anything, sorry. The truck rolled 6 times, and I climbed out, looked down, and there was my wallet and a picture of my 2 kids. And so I said, okay, I got it. So 18 years ago, I quit everything and realized that I needed to deal with my issues.
Do the right thing, kid. You got to do the right thing.
So I dealt with them.
Get sober, son. And go kill cartel members.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Become a hunter.
Once I got cleaned up, I was working construction. But back in late 08, when the economy started falling apart, lost my job overnight. I lost my house. I had to sell everything. I hit the road for a year and a half. But everywhere I went, there was illegals working on every construction job. A lot of them are doing work under the table. They're not paying taxes. They're sucking into the system. So I said, well, I gotta try to help do something about this. So that's how Arizona Border Recon came in existence.
That's right, son. Get a little of that recon going. You gotta get some of that Border Patrol recon going. Rotter, Romeo, recon, Vector, Papa, and Jemima, Velveeta, whiskey slice. Rotter. These dudes are freaks. They're not even legit. They're rogue. I mean, these are just a bunch of dudes that got together and decided, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna start our own little army down in Arizona by the border, and we're going to go after cartels and illegals and anybody coming into our country, and we're just going to wrangle them up, and we're going to deal with them accordingly.
The villain is the cartels, the smugglers.
They have no regard for human life, and I get asked a lot by people, why do I do this? And my question to them is, if not me, then who?
How about nobody? Back in Mexico. Looks like they're having trouble getting medical services here. My boy runs the auto defenses, and he's a doctor. He's taking care of everybody. So these kids are all sick, they have diarrhea, they're living in squalor, and my boy's trying to help them over here. They say that the cartel was called the Los Zetas.
En un tiempo el cartel llamado La Familia Michoacana corrieron a Los Zetas, pero terminando creció tanto que tuvieron que dividirse en dos. En la familia y en los caballeros templarios.
Just kept growing and growing. And then the cartel started taxing the local people. They ruled everything. They took all their money, their jobs. They taxed them. They made them pay to survive. They were hanging people. They were beheading people. Kids having nightmares about it. They were taking husbands, killing them. Children killing, held for ransom. They took the money and they still killed them. The cartel people were always drugged and crazy and drunk. They burned people alive.
Eso ya con cuatro personas. Pues primero mataban de uno por uno.
They kill everyone one by one. They cut their heads, hands, and legs into pieces.
Se agarraron como locos riéndose y
and they laugh while they do it. It made them happy.
Las fosas ya estaban hechas después de que ellos los aventaron ahí también.
They threw the bodies in pits. Then they threw in some people that were alive with them just to mess with them.
Pues a mí me soltaron y le dicen el chaneque. Yo que no me iban a matar por lo que ya había mirado. Era un castigo. Y que con eso era bastante.
They said the cartel wanted to make people crazy so they would suffer their whole life seeing the things that they had seen, and they had to have it in their heads.
El cheneque y caballo son los que se encargaron ahí.
Pues sí, a mí me acaban de hacer una llamada ahorita que el chaneque y el caballo estaban en una bodega.
¿Dónde?
Now they're looking for a couple of Templars that are in a cafe, rounding up their people to get them, surrounding a building. They're trying to drag them out. We got gunfire. We got shots.
Ya los veo. Hey! Cabra, 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 diles, cabra!
They know where they are.
El
Oh, we got a gunfight. Surrender.
Cuidado.
Oh, wow. This is no joke. Oh, they got their boy Chaneque. They're beating the crap out of him. Oh, they're pummeling him. Oh, man, sucker punch. These dudes are dead. They're gonna string them up. Oh, these dudes are scared of it. Oh, they're kicking them. No more Templars.
Grupo de vigilantes conocido como las autodefensas tomó hoy Los Reyes, uno de los municipios más grandes del estado de Michoacán. En los pasados meses, este movimiento armado ha tomado el control de 28 pueblos y municipios a través de todo el estado.
El artículo 39 del...
So they got all these auto defenses taking on these Templars. And when they find them, they are kicking them, stomping them, pulling their hair, smacking them, kicking them in the nads, pounding them with guns to their skulls. I mean, these dudes are absolutely doomed. They are gonna hang their asses. Hang them high, Clint Eastwood style, son. So here they are busting into homes and finding all the ice, meth, coke, weed, everything.
Se fue a lo que se hizo un operativo. Todo esto se hizo templarios. Cristal, coca, marihuana.
Yeah, baby.
All it took was uniting these people and giving them AK-47s. Morales, the fighter.
Limpiar el estado de Michoacán de crimen organizado, libre de cuota.
No extortion, no kidnappings, no execution. My boy, the good doctor's in charge.
Ya es hora de que levantemos la vista.
Open your eyes.
Ya es hora que nos de-
Take up your weapons.
Muchas gracias y para adelante.
Defend yourselves. Let's go. People got very excited and started their own revolution, their own army. They should be proud of themselves. Take on the cartels. Get rid of the drugs. So they catch this dude trying to come into their town, and he's saying he has no idea what they're talking about, but he's got Templar tattoos. And the leader, my boy, the doc, says, listen, these people, they get caught. We catch him. We give him over to the authorities. The authorities release him. They get out. They give them their guns back and their armor, and they turn around 24 hours later, and they kill us. They never feel sorry for anything they do. When they kill us, they laugh about it. And we're supposed to sit here and let this guy go? We're supposed to feel sorry for him? We're supposed to believe him that he's not in the cartel? He's saying, what's wrong with you people? We know this guy's a piece of shack, and we should whack his ass right now.
Confiesen todo lo que puedan sacarle y entierren inmediatamente.
Squeeze him for information and then kill him and throw him in a hole. I say that's the right thing to do, to be honest with you. It's another beautiful day. It's the good doctor working his magic again. Everyone knows who he is all over the country. Wherever he goes, they spot him. They know him. They're like, he's the guy that's saving all of us. But then tragedy struck as the good doctor, Morales, was in a plane crash and critically injured and taken to a hospital in Mexico City.
El personaje está en un hospital de aquí de la Ciudad de México.
Las autoridades mexicanas anunciaron que hay una investigación para conocer las causas reales del accidente.
La gran pregunta es, ¿fue un accidente o un atentado?
Mireles resultó herido de gravedad.
He's gravely injured, severe head trauma. His fate is unclear. They believe it was an assassination attempt on Dr. Morales.
Y con la ausencia del Dr. Mireles, parece estallar el caos en el estado.
And chaos erupts.
Los defensas tratan de ganar mayor terreno.
El domingo, grupos de autodefensa tomaron la población de Nueva Italia. Luego de 2 horas de enfrentamiento con presuntos integrantes.
Massive confrontations between the cartel and the auto defenses.
Federal que emplazó a las llamadas policías comunitarias o de autodefensas a volver a...
The feds told them to go back to their homes.
No habrá tolerancia para quienes estén en posesión de armas sin tener el permiso para ello.
Los michoacanos lo que quieren es seguridad, cueste lo que cueste y no importando lo que tengamos que hacer para hacer valer y respetar el Estado de Derecho.
Meanwhile, the president of Mexico said he's going to protect the people, and you know what he's full of.
Por lo pronto, las autodefensas han dicho que no habrá negociaciones con las autoridades hasta tanto no sean detenidos los líderes de la banda criminal, los Caballeros Templarios.
The auto defenses are not going to listen to the government. They're going to keep fighting the cartels on their own. Meanwhile, plenty of their own are shot in the head, dead, on the streets.
El líder de los grupos de autodefensa, José Manuel Mireles, sufrió heridas en un accidente aéreo y ahora se recupera en la ciudad de...
Meanwhile, the doctor is recovering from his surgery under grave conditions in Mexico City.
Stanislao Beltran Torres, a member of the Michoacan Self-Defense Group, says Dr. Mireles' whereabouts are not going to be made public for his security.
Because the cartel tried to kill him.
No tengo idea de lo que sucedió. Nada más recuerdo que ya íbamos a tomar pista para aterrizar. Lo último que recuerdo es que vi muchos árboles muy cerca. Y hasta los 3 o 4 días pude reaccionar.
The doctor said he woke up 4 days later after the surgery. He doesn't remember anything.
Lesiones cervicales.
And has 2 spinal cord injuries.
Paralizado ahorita media cara.
His face is paralyzed.
Yo, tú, Romero. Es posible lo que veo.
No creía que nuestro movimiento social fuera a avanzar tanto. Me preocupa mi seguridad y la de mi familia muchísimo, pero por la situación de Michoacán, más.
And he's worried about his family as he's in hiding, trying to recover.
Todo este accidente, designar al compañero Stanislao Beltrán Torres, conocido como Papapi.
So he hired his boy Papa Smurf to take charge while he's recovering. And he knows Papa will get it done, leading the auto defenses.
Era cargo de las cuestiones que me correspondían a mí en lo personal, como era el vocero oficial.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó?
Believe me, you, they fight all day and all night, 24 hours a day. They're raiding a drug dealer for the cartel's house.
Before all this, the Templarios, they're breaking into the houses, taking money, stuff, even the dogs they're taking. So now when we get into this house, we're taking what belongs to us.
So they say that the cartels would break into their homes and take all their stuff. So now when they go into their homes, they take all of their stuff and they take it back and they're like, screw you. Listen, the Michoacán was overwhelmed by organized crime essays.
Quiero que entiendan que el trabajo que hemos realizado, darle seguridad, darle paz, nosotros no somos malos. ¿Sí? Entonces,
we're not the bad guys.
Estas implacas están violentando la ley. Entonces no podemos creer en criminales. Tengan confianza, no va a pasar nada.
Sí, no, no. Ustedes están usurpando cosas, funciones que no les corresponden.
And the citizens here in this town are saying, we don't need you to fight for us. We don't need your illegal vigilante asses raiding our homes, looking for drug dealers, hitting on our women, busting up our houses, busting up our shops. You're not the government. You're not the army. You're not the navy. You're not legal. You're just a bunch of rogue SOBs. That's what the people in this town are saying. They're like, get out.
Si no caemos en las instituciones que el Estado tiene, estamos acabados como ciudadanos. Por eso, reconozco públicamente que hemos tenido errores y nosotros hemos corrido a la gente.
No. Your boy Papa Smurf ain't getting it done like the good doctor. He's not getting it done, son. My favorite part was when the guy yelled, one of them said, you guys are hitting on our women, walking the streets and hitting on our women. And you're shooting your guns in our streets and shooting us. You guys have no idea what you're doing, but you're good to go when it comes to hitting on our women, you dirty pigs. Now my boy at the Arizona-Mexican border is back to his tricks.
The scouts up on the mountains are pretty much like air traffic control, but I like to call them drug traffic control. They are the eyes for the guys on the ground. If we can take the eyes away from the cartels, we can put a little dent in what's happening. Do you copy there, Spartan?
Send it.
I sent a couple of guys to loop down and around in case we flush the scouts off the top.
Roger, 0258.
This is my third time up this thing, and they get away every time. So I got a bone to pick with these guys.
I love how this guy just thinks he can go around shooting people. All these dudes have machine guns, and they're walking around like they're the army. It's so funny. They're not legal at all to be doing this. They're just like a rogue group that goes around shooting people. He's finding their hideouts, too. They're just walking around finding out where they all hide out and where they spy on the land so that they can smuggle their drugs.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, finally, Dr. Morales is back after surviving the plane crash, and it's the first anniversary of the auto defenses battle that they started against the Templars, the cartel. Long live freedom. Long live Morales. Long live auto defenses. Oh, now we got a little action here. They're getting ready to go out on a little auto defense run.
Cuando tú llegas a un carro, súbete. Y él, nada, que no me quiero subir. Entonces tú le das un toque así. Va a ser él, ¿eh?
Give him a little shock treatment.
Si no entiende, le vas a dar hasta que él se suba. Súbete. Súbete.
Súbete. Yeah. Here we go. Little shock treatment. Shut up, you son of a bitch. Get his weapons. They're having fun wrangling up cartel members. They got lookouts everywhere. Look out.
Fíjense para atrás.
Watch your back.
Las azoteas hay que checarlas. ¡Que pa' allá!
¡Para arriba! ¡Ya, compa! ¡Súbete, güey! ¿Qué carro? ¿Qué carro es? Es un Jetta. ¿Un Jetta?
White Jetta was shooting at him. Go after the white Jetta, son. Get out of the way. Chasing cars and shooting. Out of the car, Holmes.
¿Quién es Jorge? ¿Y cuál camioneta vas a lavar? ¿Por qué?
¿Por qué, viejo? ¿Tú sabes qué es de seguridad con esto? Usted, señora, por favor, ven para acá.
Hijo, Jorge. No, pues lo vamos a seguir hasta donde se lo lleven.
These chicks are like not having it. They are just not having their husband taken away by the auto defenses. So they wrangle up all these Templars, people they think are in the cartel, and they bring them back to the auto defense headquarters, and they basically torture them to find out exactly who they are and who they work for. You leave this room, they're gonna beat your ass. Answer me, are you mixed up in this? Electric shock. I mean, they literally torture them and squeeze them for information, and it works, believe me, you. So the president of Mexico has told the auto defenses, you either legalize and everything you did in the past will be forgiven, or we're going to charge you with all these crimes.
Y aquí para atrás quedan limpios de cualquier problema que haya habido y por haber que aparezcan.
A ver, ¿qué opina el tío doctor Mireles?
Pues miren, nosotros estamos ya especulando en mi seguridad personal. Nuestra gente sí, la que nos apoyó, la que creyó en nosotros. Y si ahora les decimos, ¿sabes qué? Yo ya arreglé mi problema, ya vete para tu casa.
So the good doctor saying, what do we tell the people that we've been protecting now all this time for the last year? That we're not going to be able to do it anymore because the government told us to put our guns away? That's BS. We need to protect ourselves and take care of our people.
No se vale. El gobierno federal no ha cumplido ningún acuerdo de los que se hicieron. Ninguno. No podemos confiar.
We can't trust the government.
Todos somos amigos, somos compañeros. Y ya nos estamos echando chingadazos fuertes por debajo de la mesa todos.
So they're now fighting amongst themselves as to whether they should keep their group going, listen to the government. They have no idea whether they're coming or going at this point. So I guess, frankly, the cartel's winning. So the doctor says the government's trying to divide the auto defenses and then conquer them because they originally rose up, united against the criminals, against the cartel, and now the government's trying to break them up. It's almost like the government is letting the cartel do whatever they want, and they want to stop the good people that are fighting the cartel from fighting them.
Nosotros nos levantamos todos unidos contra el crimen.
A ver, yo estoy aquí, atrás de Mireles.
Cuando nosotros decidimos empezar a actuar, empezaron a organizarse para desarmarnos, pero jamás han anunciado...
The government disarmed us.
Por eso debemos de mantener la unidad.
We have to stay together.
Somos autodefensas. Muchas gracias.
We have to stay together. Bravo. Bravo.
Abrázame, pues, vale.
Oh, and then he gets some hot chicks giving him a hug. You gotta like that. The doctor getting a little leg on the side. Check it out. My boy, the doc, is like perving out on this young hottie. He's married with a giant family. Meanwhile, he's like 60 years old, 55, bottom half at worst. And then he's hitting on this chick. She must be 20. And she smokes your hottie. He's saying, you know, Libras make the best partners for Scorpios. He's a Scorpio, she's a Libra. He asked her how old she was because he knows he's rocking the cradle. Then he said he fell in love with her at first sight.
Sé que eres Libra. Sí, sabes tú que las Libras son las mejores parejas de los escorpiones. Ah, qué Carla. Me enamoré de usted a primera vista.
Pidieron que cantara mis canciones.
y yo canté unas dos en contra de ellas. De pronto que se acerca un caballero, su pelo ya pintaba algunas canas. No me siento culpable de nada.
Wow, if his wife could see him now, he's all over.
Luchando por la vida.
He's got his old paws all over.
Si era muerte, pues peleamos a muerte.
We'll fight to the death, he says. As long as I'm getting some ass. I no longer respect a good doctor. I mean, I guess I respect him that he's going after some young tail. Fair enough. But he's an old haggard with his old bag wife, and now he's like cheating on her right in front of our very eyes, loser. So back at the border, Zona and Mexico, Recon is still looking for scouts. They call them scouts, the illegals.
The odds are stacked against us, and we're sick and freaking tired.
All con, this is Sierra 01. There is cartel radio traffic indicating possible movement due to the storm. Stay alert at this time.
We won't back down, we won't give up. We're gonna keep pushing against the cartels. I believe what I am doing is good. And I believe what I am standing up against is evil.
So in the end, it was unbelievable. Dr. Morales, they threw him out of the auto defenses. They broke up the auto defenses, and a new police state came in to take over. And guess who was working with them? The new community popo. Your boy the backstabber, Papa Smurf, that fat SOB. Now he's working for the new commander-in-chief of this group of police state guys that are in there doing a job that the auto defenses did, but they're just bigger and have more guns.
Yeah. Está condenado a repetirla. No podemos permitir ahora que la historia se repita.
Can't have history repeat itself.
Pueden cambiar la historia. Por ello hoy...
The new rural defense force begins.
Y hoy, el Estado son ustedes. Muchas felicidades a ustedes y a todas sus familias.
Congratulations to everyone in the community. Now you have a legalized police state. Oh, look, a new army with a bunch of fat asses.
Hay autodefensas para ponerse las camisetas del gobierno, pero siguen siendo mafia, siguen siendo criminales.
They're mafia, they're criminals.
Individuos que están siendo catalogados como los Viagras, Cartel, Papá Pitufo, El Gordo.
Fat Papa Smurf, they're a bunch of phonies.
Yo soy un líder de los autodefensas. Hoy soy un líder de Fuerza Rural.
And El Gordo went over there too. To the rural defense. He's another backstabber.
Soy esto porque, pues como te lo voy a decir, deben de buscar la forma como exterminar a los viejos.
Fíjate que lo que sucedió es que nos armaron más.
Said they just armed us even more. Better guns.
Gobierno para, como parte de las fuerzas rurales.
They gave the Rural Defense League new rifles.
Nosotros sabemos que dentro de nuestro movimiento hay gente que puede tener algún vínculo. Entonces, todo se va a ir corrigiendo, pero a su tiempo.
Said that everything's going to be corrected in the right time.
Soy un vigilante. Defensores de la gente del...
We're the defenders of the people in the town. Actually, they're all a bunch of losers and fat asses. In the end, they show Dr. Morales going back to see his young, hottie lover... because he cheats on his wife. Then eventually they get his fat old bag wife to talk about him, saying he's a piece of shack and a liar and a phony and that he cheats on her. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. It's beautiful. He's just an old, washed up dude that smells. And meanwhile, he ends up scoring the hot chick, the Chiquita. Now we get a final word from... the good doctor.
I think that this cycle of violence has to stop. It's a big dream, and everybody can have beautiful dreams. I think I was a good vigilant for my people, for my town, for my Michoacán state, but I lost my motive, lost the family. And the family was the motive to fight against criminals. I think it's my fault. I think I'm responsible for this situation. This is life.
Funny how he speaks English. After all, we could have saved a lot of time throughout this whole cartel situation if we just listened to him in English. That's just me saying that, though. Just a thought. Can you believe this guy?
This war is to protect a lot of people's business interests. Of course, cartels, mafia, whatever you want to call it, are involved in this. They're involved in everything. I mean, some way, somehow, everybody has gone corrupted. The auto defenders and the people cooking meth, we're pretty much the same team. We're actually helping fund the auto defenders. We fund them with whatever we can, even drugs to sell to get guns, get trucks, get people to work. We help out ourselves too. We, as the cooks, we gotta lay low now that we're part of the government. Us selling drugs or cooking drugs, it just doesn't look right. But it will always happen. You can't stop the cartel, no matter what you do. It's either Michoacán cooks it, Sinaloa cooks it, Guerrero cooks it. It's just never gonna stop, period. It's just a never-ending story.
I think it's an awesome never-ending story, is what I think. Eventually, Dr. Morales was arrested by the Mexican government. Facing weapons charges, he remains in a maximum security prison in Sonora, Mexico. He and his supporters maintain their innocence and claim that his imprisonment is a government conspiracy to silence him. And there he is, rotting away in prison. An unbelievable situation. You gotta love it, cartel land. Shake it, ooh, 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 shake it, ooh. The FOTB pod.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.